Hello, and welcome to Trust Your Glitter Podcast. This is Christy, and I'm here to talk about the astrology from May 20th through the 26th. We have a powerful week ahead. These have been a series of powerful weeks in a row, so I'm acknowledging kind of the flow of the astrology that is bringing us to this week, because when I'm looking at the aspects and transits ahead, as well as, you know, we have a full moon this week, looking at that chart, this is going to be a week where a lot of information is flying around, and especially regarding, you know, world events. This is a very world events type of week. Not that it hasn't been, but this is kind of that focal point week that I've been looking towards for the last, since the eclipse. So I want to acknowledge that this week can feel like there's so much information overload, and however you want to energetically protect yourself from that, whether that's you need to turn off, you know, all social media apps, take apps off your phone at certain times this week, walk away from conversations, you know, you might get that kind of mail that you've been waiting for, or correspondence of some sort that you've been waiting on, or even just information regarding something that, say there's been an ongoing thing, this might be the week where decisions are kind of coming to fruition. So I want to acknowledge that as we go into this week, because usually when there's a full or a new moon, generally I'll look at the transits and aspects, and then I'll just kind of read from the new or full moon chart to get the intuitive energy and get the reading for the week, because I prefer looking at the energy of the lunar cycles and kind of branching out from the lunar cycles. That's how I kind of tackle the weeks ahead. But this week, I want to acknowledge that even though I have a full moon chart here, I also have to look at all of my different pages of notes. So my Spotify version, I just want to say, will always be the unedited file. So that means you're going to get me sipping tea. That means you're going to get me probably coughing or things like that, or clicking around looking at notes, because I have a couple pages of notes here on my computer. And just a note for this episode, I have iced coffee, hot tea, and water. That's how much is going on. So we're tackling a lot of information. And I want to kind of say, you know, it's not going to be all hearts, flowers, and rainbows. I wish that astrology was. I wish that, you know, but we're doing life lessons and spiritual lessons in general. So, you know, even just this morning, I was going to press record, and I had to look at some information online regarding, you know, Iran's president was in a helicopter crash. I don't know, going into this recording, if any more information has surfaced. But I wanted to wait off on recording any time that I wanted to tackle this week, because I just feel it's like going to be one of those weeks where more and more information is getting released, more and more details are being, you know, put out there into the world. And also I'm getting a lot of my news from TikTok, so like, or Twitter, I've returned to X, just because I feel like those are actually the best sources of news right now. There's other than, you know, having to kind of dig around on the internet, like to get immediate sources of news and articles and, you know, direct accounts from people, it seems like right now, those are the two sources that are really providing the best information, in my opinion. So this is that kind of week, because on the 20th of May, we're entering Gemini season. And when we enter Gemini season, just to note that this Gemini season you know, we're not fully in the season of the twins, right? We have so many other planets in other signs where there's kind of this energy of solidity and truth. And as we enter Gemini season, I think it's going to be a very special, informative Gemini season. I think Gemini gets a terrible rep in the zodiac wheel. I think, you know, even me, my, you know, even I've reported that Gemini can be certain things in past podcasts of mine, even things that I've written online, even things that I've submitted for horoscopes. I feel really like I need to reassess what Gemini is bringing to the table, because when I look at the past Gemini seasons, it's actually quite an incredible season for manifesting. You know, we enter the astrological new year when we enter Aries season, and then we go through this regrowth cycle or this planting cycle during Taurus season. Now, there's a significant amount of planets that were activated last week in the sign of Taurus, and that continues even on the day that we enter Gemini season. So we still have a planting season going on in our energetic field. And, you know, because Gemini is ruled by the planet Mercury, we also have to kind of look at the nature of Mercury during Gemini season. So there's actually not going to be a Mercury retrograde until August of this year, which is kind of a gift to us this Gemini season. But it does mean that information is going to be moving at this infinite speed. And so it's really, really important to take care of your nervous system, because Gemini rules the nervous system, anxiety disorders, things like that. So it's really trying to stay balanced. So I really like the symbolism of the fact that Gemini, or that Mercury is in the sign of Taurus as we enter Gemini season. So Mercury is in Taurus at 11 degrees on the, or 10, 11 degrees on the day that we enter Gemini season. And then we have, I would say, you know, there's a nice, there's a balance this week of brilliance that require, I almost feel like, for example, last night, a meteor went over Portugal and Spain. And I think that with everything that's going on, and this episode might be a little bit politics. So if you're not here for kind of more conspiracy leaning tinfoil hat park politics, this might not be your horoscope for the week. But I am going to acknowledge kind of a lot of things that are going on in the world, because A, you know, we're watching a spiritual war. That's what we're doing. We're watching a spiritual war. We're watching this unfold in front of us. And in the U.S., for example, there was a really large storm that went through Houston, Texas. And when I was gathering sort of the details on this storm, I went to TikTok to kind of get people's personal accounts that were really in Houston, filming what was going on in their community, you know, different neighborhoods around Houston, different businesses around Houston, people's, you know, accounts of what happened to their homes, what happened to the power grids, and the supposed fact that a lot of people in Houston could possibly be, not every neighborhood, some still had power and electricity, but for those who lost power in Houston, there are people that could possibly be seeing no electricity to their home until September. And that's according to certain accounts on TikTok. I don't know if that's actual, you know, what's going to happen, but this is very big because it's constituting what this week is leading up to, which on the 25th, we're going to have Jupiter enter the sign of Gemini. So we're having a lot of energy around communications this week. And that includes network communications. You know, I saw a story out of Australia that, you know, there was an investment bank that got breached. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, Mercury, electronics, electricity, communications devices, so our phones, our apps, that's what is being kind of expanded, so to speak. And as this week opens a door, not saying that the eclipses that we experienced in April didn't open doors, they were awakeners. They were downloads. We have continually gotten these downloads. Even these solar storms have been continuing. These are upgrades. These are information that our unconscious body is receiving. But I believe, and this is just how I'm seeing the energy, that what was unconscious is now coming to our conversation. So even people that are like on the fence, and if you're listening to me and you're not leaning towards where I'm leaning, understand, like, I get it, but I'm going to speak this because I've seen it with my own two eyes. And by that, I mean, I was in the 2019 winter storm in Texas. And to me, experiencing that was really scary. And it also changed my perspective on what the hell is happening in the world. And I'll never unsee it. It'll never not have changed me. And I'll never stop questioning things about weather and the possibility that there could be questioning as to whether weather is being utilized on a different front at this time. So just leave it at that. And I'm going to say that as we go along with these transits, because I do think with all the information going around that what was in the dark is now coming to light. And I think a lot of these conversations are going to continue. So I think even the most unmovable, you know, staunch mainstream media leaning people may start to question what's going on in their communities as well. So I'm just going to say that as we enter Gemini season. Because Gemini season is about conversations. It's about also analyzing the details. Because Gemini has a dual nature and looks at things from several perspectives, we're reviewing things and weighing the data, weighing the options, not in the way that Libra does. And it could change from day to day because Gemini is what's known as a mutable sign. So there's a bit of a give and take here. There's not a concrete answer. There's just a lot more questions that arise. And this week is a week to question things. And because we also have a full moon coming up, we also have a lot of international news. So I want to also acknowledge that as well. So on the 20th, we enter Gemini season. Happy birthday, Gemini. Enjoy your season. It's going to be vibrant. Vibrant is the word of the time right now. It's going to be very active mentally, but it could also lead to, because there's so much mental activity going on, to also needing to really ground and take care of your body. That's why I like that we enter Gemini season with Mercury in an earthy sign of Taurus, which actually gives us a little bit of this contemplative energy. So it might give us a nice reset here in a way. On the 22nd, the Gemini sun is trine Pluto. So this is a theme. We're going to see these trines to Pluto. So this week, there's a lot of trines to Pluto in Aquarius. Pluto is retrograde in Aquarius. I like the trine to Pluto. I would say a trine is just naturally unconscious energy of manifestation. With a trine to Pluto, I kind of want to say that you can't really control that. You just have to allow that the work that you've done regarding empowerment comes back to you. So it's like, you just have to enjoy the fact that legit the sun is an authority energy. Pluto is power, like that self-generating power, nuclear power. So you have to trust that if you've been in a rut or if you've felt stuck, that this is kind of like a regenerative wheel. It's very much like, especially if certain things have been siphoning your energy away, this is kind of saying, you know, from the source power, you are brought to light again. So I really like that. It's very restorative, so to speak. 23rd is the day this week to just, when I was looking at the transits for the week, this is why I can't just look at the full moon chart. The full moon is on the 23rd. So we have a full moon in Sagittarius on the 23rd at 2 degrees 55 of Sag. So it's just a couple of ticks away, minutes away from getting to 3 degrees. So when I was like, what do I want to read the Sabian symbol for? I actually want to read it for 3 degrees of Sagittarius. But I want to acknowledge that 2 degrees Sagittarius is white-capped waves display the power of wind over sea. So if that resonates with you, that message could possibly be what the message of the full moon is. But I actually am reading for 3 degrees Sagittarius, which, based on how it's written, two men playing chess. So that's when we get into the power of war, right? So when I saw the fact that the Iranian president was in a helicopter crash this morning, I was like, this is the full moon. This is exactly the full moon. Last week, there was, you know, an assassination attempt in Slovakia. And so these are the kinds of things that this energy brings about on an international scale. Sagittarius is the sign of international stuff. International travel, foreign, you know, anything related to foreign policy, we want to look at Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, and that's really important this week. Jupiter has been so activated the last 2 weeks that, you know, anytime, you know, Jupiter is expanding something, but in regards to kind of worldly affairs, we want to look at this. The global activation scale is off the charts right now. And so with this full moon, a full moon releases and illuminates things that were hidden. Secrets that were kept under the surface. Sagittarius wants to talk about it. Sagittarius wants justice. So this playing chess factor, you know, I think Jupiter and Sagittarius are the, you know, Jupiter is this very benevolent planet. Sagittarius is this happy-go-lucky sign. But when we look at this on a scale of, you know, Sagittarius has a nice vantage point. You know, this is a sign that is sports, gambling. If you want to go back and listen to, I have an episode from November, December about the Sagittarius new moon, where I talk about gambling and Sagittarius and how sports and gambling are all related to Sagittarius. So this is a strategist. Now, there are different types of strategists out there. And it's not, for example, in the US, Joe Biden, his chart is a Scorpio, but his ascendant is in Sagittarius. It puts a lot of his planets in what's called the 12th house, which are hidden, But on the surface, he looks like this guy who's got this gleam in his eye, well, who's shaking your hand. He was always usually involved in foreign domestic, you know, foreign policy. And yet, you know, here's this kind of person who has an ascendant, this rising sign of somebody who's very jolly and kind of gets along with everybody. So I think it's interesting. We have a lot of strategy involved as we enter Gemini season. There's a lot of really having to assess what your next move is. So in your personal life, this is also part of it as well. This is not a Gemini season to take lightly. And this is a brilliant day, the 23rd of May. It's such a brilliant day in the sky. Alone, Venus at 29 degrees is conjunct Jupiter at 29 degrees of Taurus. We also have a Venus sextile to Neptune, which also means that Jupiter is sextile to Neptune. And translating this, ultimate faith. And I think a great display of this is a meteor went over Portugal and Spain and lit up the sky. So humans can do human things, but this is beyond the ego. This is faith. If you have any belief system at all in a higher power, this is where the higher power shows up. And on the 23rd as well, so after those aspects happen, Venus also, so we have the full moon at 9:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then later in the day, Venus, goddess of love, who was very active last week, enters the sign of Gemini. So we have an alignment with Venus and Jupiter in the morning, and in the evening, Venus then enters Gemini. So I think that this is very powerful. I'm not sure what's going to happen on the 23rd. I just know that this is big energy in general. These last few weeks have been a lot of stuff. Back to back to back to back. It's brilliant energy. It can allow you to gain insight into things that maybe were locked down. For many, it could even be those kinds of communications that come through in your life where you're like, I get it now. And I think that that's a beautiful thing as well. You know, the fact that there's sextiles, so that's like harmonious energy, friendly energy with Jupiter, Neptune, Venus, Neptune. It's very healing. And this is something that's very conscious. You're very aware. You're very high. There could be hyper activity, hyper vigilance this week. So just also note that for yourself. And I have many pages open at once today. It's one of those weeks. You know, there's also tensions that come with this, but I also want to note, you know, the 24th, there can be a little bit of give and take that has to be between your dreams and where you're at right now. But it's also kind of saying, you know, where do you need to put the action in? Where do you kind of need to let something go? Where do you know, and with a full moon week in general, there is something that has to be let go. This is a great week for rituals, for those who do rituals, honoring the full moon. What do I want to cut away? What needs to be cut away? That kind of question for yourself. And then another day to circle and I'll talk about this transit as we go along. I could talk about this as a separate podcast. I have a separate video on this on my TikTok. But on the 25th of May, Jupiter then enters Gemini. So we're actually also going to have on the same day Venus trine Pluto. So earlier when the Sun entered Gemini, the 22nd, we have the Sun trine Pluto. Now we have on the 25th, Venus trining Pluto. And in this case, Pluto retrograde at 1 degree Aquarius, Venus at 1 degree Gemini, both air signs, both cognitive. This is a mental download. This is something, say you've been in therapy for years, this is a very like, oh, the philosopher gets it. The philosopher's quote type of week. Great week for writers, great week for those in any sort of mass communications. Great week for content posters of any sort. But this is great, like, if you're somebody who's also an astrologer, if you're uploading videos to TikTok, if you're somebody who makes podcasts, if you're somebody who's a writer that wants to finally upload your stuff, you know, say you have things you want to publish, but you're a perfectionist, this is a good week to be like, well, fuck the perfectionism. Just do it. Put it out there. Try to just see what happens. You know, you never know. You never know what will happen. So really, like, trust in your voice, trust in your words, trust in your wisdom, because there are words that need to be read and heard this week as well. Again, I would always say, and I'm going to keep saying, watch the weather, see what happens to networks and power structures and all this shit. But, you know, we're going to keep continually seeing stuff like that. Power lines, power grids, all that crap. It's just inevitable. It's all part of it, you know. You get one with the other, but either way, like, we're going to figure out how to communicate with one another. We always have. We always damn will. On the 25th, also, we have Mercury semi-sextile to the node in Aries, and we have Mercury semi-square to Neptune. Now, I haven't really been talking about semi-squares and semi-sextiles, but because it's Mercury and because it's Gemini season, when we have Jupiter enter the sign of Gemini, there's also like having to see where Mercury is while Jupiter is in Gemini. So even though during Gemini season, that Mercury is not retrograde, Jupiter will experience Mercury retrogrades while in Gemini. So just for reference, Jupiter has been in Taurus from the 16th of May of 2023 through the 25th of May 2025. And so Jupiter represents fortune, money, pregnancy or fertility, universities, I hate doing us, but universities, philosophy, international travel, expansive spirituality, abundance, sharing is caring type energy. Just everybody in the community is involved. Everybody in the, like, just excess, right? Just like big love, gassy planet. Just everybody's allowed into my party is Jupiter. So Jupiter in the sign of Taurus, Taurus ruled by Venus, Venus is like, well, I have abundance in finances. I am the goddess of abundance. I am the divine feminine. But what we saw between May 16th of last year and May of this year is a lot of shifts in the economy. Now, Uranus is also in the sign of Taurus, so it's kind of these revolutionary changes to the economic system. That's what Jupiter in Taurus kind of expanded for us the knowledge of this system. So as we go into Jupiter in Gemini, which is May 25th through June 9th of 2025, so May 25th of 2024 through June 9th of 2025, what we're going to need to watch is where Mercury is, because Venus also was in a retrograde cycle during 2023. So we wanted to watch Venus during the cycle of Jupiter in Taurus. Now, as we enter Jupiter in Gemini, we want to watch, you know, Mercury moves much faster than Venus does. Mercury kind of clips along until Mercury goes in retrograde and goes, oops, I forgot that, to cross that T and dot that I. So there could be a lot of clerical errors that happen during this time. There can also be a lot of communications errors. I brought up that we might have, like, obviously, like, the AI thing is going on, but we also might have, like, conversations surface that were not supposed to be heard by the general public, because Jupiter wants to expand that and be like, this is not supposed to be a secret. We're supposed to talk about this. Because Mercury is gossip. Gemini is gossip. You know, Gemini also represents, like, our neighbors and our siblings, how information moves around, you know, side to side, people to people. Social networking in many ways. So this is kind of that energy. And I'll talk about this more as we go along, because there's so much, and we have to break it down, because there's just so much information. And so that's really what this week is. So on the 25th, it's another day to just circle and acknowledge there's a lot happening. And that's okay. That's what this week is all about. There's a lot happening. But with Jupiter in Gemini, you know, these university protests were the beginning. They were just the start. They were just the door opening to a lot of what we're going to see globally. So this week is very much like, watch what is happening, the themes that are going along around the world, different cities in the news, different energy of people kind of rising up and speaking towards justice, because ultimately that's what Jupiter once, and that's what this full moon in Sagittarius, which rules the judge. Libra is the lawyer of the zodiac. Sagittarius is the judge over the jury, over the courtroom. The vantage point energy, the strategist, they assess the whole chessboard. Don't play on a Sagittarius. They're very intuitive. Very psychic sign. So you can see the smile and the gleam in a Jupiterian type person's eye, but they're assessing every angle. So I hope this episode is, let me know if this episode resonates. I know it's kind of, there's a lot in general, there's a lot of information to share. And if you have any questions, you can always send me a message on social media, Christy Belich, Trust Your Glitter. You can send me a message here on Spotify or YouTube. And if you love listening to Trust Your Glitter podcast, can you please rate, review, like, and subscribe on Spotify or iTunes? It really, really helps the show. Really greatly appreciate that. And thank you so much. Have a great week ahead.